Talking to fans and getting their reaction this morning here on Three Counties Breakfast, obviously they think it was a brilliant result, but overshadowed really by what's going to happen a week on Saturday at the final. One, disappointed it's being held in Manchester with how far it is to travel, but more importantly, the price of the tickets that the fans are expected to pay. Do you echo the same sentiments as them?
Well, pretty much, yeah. I mean, we've been very vocal about our disagreements with the conference board, and not on behalf of the club. You know, we've made protestations about various issues. There are two things here. Firstly, is the ticketing and prices of, and the second issue is the organisation. Well, with the ticketing and the prices, I think the trouble that we've got here is that over the past 3 or 4 years, Wembley's attracted over 40,000 generally for this fixture on average. So that would be considered to be a success. And that's the same ticket price, sold by the same people, and pretty much on the same terms. The difficulty that the conference have with Luton Town is that we're probably the only football club in this league that could quite ably sell tickets to our own supporters in such a short space of time in that volume. And what they have to do is to make a decision to appoint an agency for all clubs, assuming any club could get to the final. Now, that means that there's inevitably a charge for administration and postage as soon as you're talking about handling an agency, whereas we could offer that service for nothing. So that's half of the problem. There are a number of things that we've been trying to do, you know, whereas we might not be able to make radical changes on the ticket pricing, but such as, for example, concessions. And I mean, I'm happy to say that the conference have actually made some changes based upon our recommendations about allowing further concessions to be sold in the stadium. So we are winning small battles, unfortunately, on this one, but not the big one on ticket price.
But when it was all discussed at the beginning about who could sell the tickets, and I understand, you know, that Luton has the capability of doing that, which you've shown in the past, and as you say, previous trip to Wembley, and other clubs like Fleetwood wouldn't be able to do it. But could you not put something in there? Could you not discuss the option and say, look, if Luton Town make it through to this stage, can we then look, please, at selling our own tickets? Surely it can't be that difficult for you to sell the tickets rather than the agency sell the tickets.
Well, I agree with that. And every year, last year, the four clubs in the semi-final went to a meeting at Wembley. This year, the four clubs went to a meeting in Manchester, on the basis that two of us were going to reach the final. And in both years, we've made that claim that we're the club that can sell our own tickets. We're able to, and we're better able to. You know, we know our supporters. So from that point of view, it would have been better for everybody. Unfortunately, I think from the conference board's point of view, and I'm not sticking up for them, I am a member of the conference board, and you know, I sit on the board. We have a board meeting tomorrow. I sit on the board and argue about these issues on behalf of not just the club. I think there are one or two other clubs that would probably prefer to do the same. But you know, in this particular situation, you can understand that the conference may have to make a decision to employ an agency at the beginning of the season, not knowing who's going to be in the final.
If you're on the board, can you not ask them to move it to the Emirates?
Well, actually, you know, right at the beginning of the season, I put forward a proposal to go to the Emirates and took a few delegates to the board around the Emirates. Likewise, somebody else did the same in Manchester. Unfortunately, the Manchester venue was probably better equipped in some ways and was a better commercial deal for the conference and the conference clubs. Now, the problem, if you go back then, is that actually at that time, looking at the Blue Square figures, that Luton were favourites to go up. Crawley were nowhere to be seen, for example. And a lot of the clubs that were favourites to be in the playoff zone were like Wrexham, York, Mansfield, Darlington, Grimsby, and a lot of them are based in the north. So I think in terms of the venue, I think we've got to suck that one because, you know, at the end of the day, I think we should thank ourselves lucky that we're only 30 miles from Wembley and not a northern club. And whenever we get to a final, we're not travelling all that distance.
I think one of the things, the biggest thing really for the fans, and you've mentioned it already, Gary, is the price of the tickets. John in Luton has been a Hatters fan since his first game against Sunderland in 1956. And he's a diamond ticket holder. He can't understand the ticketing prices, can you, John?
No, I can't understand the ticketing prices. And it's not only the ticketing prices, it's the cost of postage and the commission they're charging. And I understand it. You've got, like, say I was to buy 10 tickets. So I understand I've got to pay the commission on all the 10 tickets. And also, a thing that also worries me, I mean, I go to all of Luton's away games with my grandson, and we're often told that it's tickets only. But you get to the game, and people are always let in paying on the gate. Now, I know that...